This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says a massive hatchery wild research study will inform the conversation surrounding the rates that hatchery pink and chum salmon stray into the wild streams. KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports that the project could have big market and regulatory implications for Alaska's hatchery industry.
In recent years, Alaska's hatchery programs have been in the hot seat. Scientists, stakeholders, and certifying entities have questioned whether hatchery fish are having a negative effect on wild stocks. At a recent Board of Fisheries meeting, many in the industry and fish and game officials like Commercial Fisheries Division Director Sam Raybung pushed back against that notion.
If you look at natural production in these areas, it's as high or higher than it's ever been of these species. So we're not seeing a negative effect on natural production.
Private nonprofit hatcheries and fish and game responded to scrutiny with a massive multi-million dollar research project that started in 2013. They say the ongoing hatchery wild research project will shed light on the proportions of hatchery and chum salmon found in both Prince William Sound and Southeast Alaska wild systems. It's also supposed to help determine whether hatchery fish produce fewer offspring than wild stocks. However, scientists both inside and outside of fish and game have questioned the study's integrity. Up until 2015, Greg Ruggeroni served on a panel of scientists that assessed the sustainability of Alaska's salmon fisheries for the Marine Stewardship Council. The panel also included former fish and game scientists, and they feared the study's design, which has never been peer-reviewed, may be biased.
Partly because the way they were presenting the study, they were presenting it in a biased way. They were saying we're planning to demonstrate that our hatchery fish have no adverse effect on the wild fish.
The industry and fish and game hope the hatchery wild study will satisfy the Stewardship Council's overarching concerns about hatchery fish affecting the sustainability of wild stocks. The council may drop its certification for Prince William Sound and Southeast salmon fisheries if it doesn't. And that's a big deal because that certification provides access to many lucrative seafood markets worldwide. There have also been concerns about the makeup of the science panel that designed the study. Current and former nonprofit hatchery managers, board members, and others in the commercial fishing industry make up a third of the panel.
They are the experts on how they operate the hatchery, but ultimately the study design needs to come from scientists that are familiar with these types of studies, not the industry, not the hatchery managers.
It could be a couple of years before the science panel releases all of the results on the productivity question, and it's still up for discussion whether those findings will be peer-reviewed. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.